Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Although there are a lot of birds to watch right here at home, Juno birders have been going far and wide this year. In fact, tomorrow night's monthly presentation from the Juno Audubon Society will take you way up north to the Noatak River, stories about a canoe trip, and hear from the Juno Audubon Society to give us a preview, Brenda Wright and Doug Woodby, as well as Jeff Sauer. So Brenda, let's start with you and tell us about why you chose this program for your monthly lecture.
Well, not only is it in Alaska, but they're wonderful photographers and great travelers, and they always have great stories to tell.
So, Doug and Jeff, I'm wondering, did the two of you go on that trip to Noatak on the Noatak River?
Yeah, actually, there were six of us on this trip. Jeff and his wife, Teresa, myself, my wife, Mary Hausler, and two of Jeff's college friends.
You know, some of those places can be so wonderful to see because they're so remote that you get these big flocks of birds. What did you see?
We saw a number of species, in the Arctic. I think we saw around 67 species and some really interesting stuff that you don't see in Juno. Small and large, some small ones such as Arctic warblers, appropriately named, some upland sandpipers, osprey, just a whole lot. Loons constantly on the river, a couple different species of loons. We did see a bald eagle, which is kind of as far north as they go. And so it's really good birding. And a couple species that we were after, such as a Smith's longspur and a Say's phoebe. So it's really good.
So, and we were just hearing from Jeff Sauer about this. What time of the year did you go to the Noatak River?
Yeah, we chose to go as early as we could once the ice had broken up so that we could float there before the mosquitoes and also when the birds were nesting and singing. Of course, it's a little bit colder time of the year, but we were lucky and the ice was out when we landed at our put-in site in the headwaters and actually had fantastic weather for the entire trip.
And I understand that the best part of your presentation will probably be the pictures that we'll get to see.
Well, there are a lot of photos. We'll show them. It's not just birds. We saw various mammals, lots of Arctic wildflowers, and certainly a lot of scenery. Very scenic area. It's a wilderness area, a couple hundred miles of wilderness river. And so we'll be showing a lot of photos of that.
So, Brenda, we are about out of time, but you want to tell us how we can take part in your Juno Audubon Society monthly lecture?
Yes, this is our last lecture of the year from the season, and we can go on Zoom to come and visit with us, and you can do that at Facebook or on our webpage at Juno Audubon Society. And our bird walks start this Saturday. So if you're interested, please check out our schedule of events.
So just in wrapping things up, what do you think is so wonderful to bring birding from other places to your lectures?
It's a wonderful way to experience the rest of our state. It's such a large place, and we don't all get to go all these wonderful places. And it just gives you a really great sense of wonder of how wonderful a place we live.
So, Doug, were you able to use any of your skills that you develop here in Juno watching birds and apply them to the Noatak?
Well, I suppose so. I've actually worked in Kotzebue Sound area for a number of years in the past, and so I sort of knew what we were getting into, but it's still a great experience to see a lot of these Arctic birds again.
All right. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Brenda Wright, Doug Woodby, and Jeff Sauer from the Juno Audubon Society. And at 7 o'clock Thursday night, you can join via Zoom and go to the Juno Audubon Society's webpage for the link. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.